As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. The Bloomberg Futures Report brought to you by Interactive Brokers and CME Group. If you're looking for global futures contracts with low trading costs, look no further. Interactive Brokers is the industry leader. Learn more at interactivebrokers.com/CME Group. U.S. stock index futures pairing gains with the S&P 500 index trading near a record as investors assess the health of the world's biggest economy amid disappointing reports from companies. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day on Bloomberg. S&P E-mini futures now up a point. Dow E-mini futures up 23 and NASDAQ E-mini futures up 1. DAX in Germany is up 1.3%. 10-year Treasury up 4/32, the yield 1.72%. NYMEX crude oil up 1% or 48 cents to $50.17 a barrel. COMEX gold down 0.5% or $6.30 to $12.41.10 an ounce. The euro, $1.1358. The yen, 107.53. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Karen Moscow, thank you very much. It is General Motors Investor Day. Mary Barra, the CEO, just concluding a press briefing. And earlier, she spoke with our David Westin and suggested that GM's future is bright, and she doesn't quite understand why the stock price is not higher. Right now, GM going for $29.99, down a penny from yesterday. Going for $30.15. I'm sorry, it's up a penny from yesterday, about 16 cents from yesterday. But anyway, stock's down about 12% so far this year. Kevin Tynan covers the auto industry for Bloomberg Intelligence. He joins us now. As Mary Barra meets with analysts, Kevin, does she have a point, perhaps, about their stock?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think if you look at valuation across the industry, you can make that argument for a lot of companies, except for probably one of them. And I think the concern, Mike, is that demand is at a peak globally, and especially in the profit center, which is North America, and that when we go through the trough and come back out and start the upcycle, the industry is going to be very different. And the question or the concern that investors have right now is that where are these companies? How well prepared will they be when we come out on the other side of this cycle for what the auto industry will be at that point in time?
Well, what do you see the auto industry becoming at that time? We've been in this 17 million sales figure for a while. Everybody seems to be happy.
Right. I think the issue is that even if we sustain that 17 million level, the pressure is to the downside in terms of volume. So if ride sharing autonomous vehicles basically mean we don't need to be purchasing, nor the consumer doesn't need to be purchasing as many vehicles every year, it's sort of the need for a stress test for the automakers to say, you know, 10, 11 million units is okay. We can still be profitable at that level. But I think the thing to keep in mind is that as the industry goes through a cycle, we've seen all this talk of autonomous self-driving, connectivity, ride sharing, because there was a rationalization of the cost structure when demand was so low. When profitability returned, there was all this investment. That investment isn't going to be as intense through the bottom of the cycle. So to think that technology and the new iteration of the auto industry is going to continue while volume declines, I think is incorrect.
Well, I mean, and again, it's always odd to talk about, Kevin, and that revenue's gone from $105 billion up to $155 billion, and EBITDA's up. You know, it's up a modest amount, but it's still 11 cents on the, you know, EBITDA is 11 cents on the dollar kind of business. I mean, it's a moldy business to begin with. Is the de-ownership psychology there? I mean, the stereotype, GM is 70% SUV and pickup trucks, you say.
Right.
Most of us don't perceive that. We still think it's a sexy Oldsmobile Cutlass convertible with a girl inside it. Okay, fine, but is the ownership a real trend that all of these companies have to deal with?
Yeah, and it is. And I think in the series that David Wesson did, and he's talking to Dan Ammann, and Dan Ammann makes a very good point, is that, you know, don't think so much about car ownership. Think about miles traveled. We still, as a nation, as a planet, have to cover that. So if ride sharing or autonomous or self-driving vehicles increase accessibility for people, there's this whole new flock of shoppers or consumers that need to get around. So the ownership may be different in terms of the consumer and personally having a car sit in the parking lot here for 11 hours, but we still need to get around, and that's what the transition is right now. What are these companies going to be on the other side of that? How are they going to cover the same, if not more, in Dan Ammann's estimation and mine as well, more miles traveled per year by the consumer?
Some of the things that Barra is talking about, look to the future. She's said that they're going to cut fleet sales and make themselves the most fuel efficient automaker across the board. But isn't that the strategy also of, say, Ford?
It is. And I think, though, her points were well made in that in the urban centers, fuel efficiency, ride sharing, those kind of things are going to become important. That's not really where their strength is. And I think it will be a long time and probably through several cycles where the fuel efficiency, the Chevrolet Volt, the Bolt, will actually will be what funds the additional truck sales and, in terms of CAFE, corporate average fuel economy, by being involved in that space, the 106 mm-hmm. MPGe of Chevrolet Volt, it'll enable them to sell five or six more mm-hmm. Chevrolet Silverados, which will be, especially in the middle of the country, which will be the trend for several more cycles. This doesn't happen tomorrow. And I think what GM and Ford and everybody else is trying to do, maybe a little bit covertly, is to say, well, we'll be involved in this plug-in or this EV technology and get credit for two of these things starting in 2017, and it'll enable us to sell our very profitable pickup truck and SUV offerings.
Kevin, thank you so much. Kevin Tynan with Bloomberg Intelligence on General Motors and the challenges of de-ownership in the coming years ahead. Futures up 2, Dow futures up 27. Gold, $1,242 the ounce, down $5. Michael McKee, Tom Keene, Bloomberg Surveillance.
We're counting down to the opening bell, brought to you by the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. The Grand Cherokee continues to raise the bar with its luxurious interior and legendary 4x4 capability. Drive one at your local Jeep dealer today.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.